Comments are out on Cambridge Today as Village Media introduces a new way for readers to have their voices heard. As of this morning, the comments sections are gone, and in their place at the bottom of our stories you will find a new feedback option that prompts readers to add to the story. That means, as a reader, you can now enter a thoughtful response to the story you have just read. Not everything will get posted. In fact, while our editors promise to review the feedback we receive, only the best, most thoughtful responses will be published in the space below each story. To give you a sense of what you will see published and what you won't, our editors look for feedback that is thoughtful, interesting, constructive and respectful on topic and timely, and offers a new perspective. You can read more about our feedback rules in our community guidelines. Your submission doesn't have to be 500 words long, although, we'd love to see some longer responses. And it doesn't have to be positive. We want you to talk about the challenges that face this community as well. It just has to be on topic and, most importantly, thoughtful. Why get rid of comments? In one word, toxicity. After years of struggling to find something good in the daily barrage of crass, and often meaningless posts, Village Media has come up with something different that we hope will create a forum for real civic discussion to take place. If you're a Cambridge Today Plus member, you will also find a prompt asking you to submit a question. That's our way of opening a two-way dialogue between you and our reporters and editors. We'll do our best to respond during our workdays. Feel free to let us know what you think in the feedback section below.